Welcome, everybody, Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. I'm Clint Davis, your host. Mitch brings us in. We're in Genesis chapter 31, story of Jacob and Laban. Interesting story. We'll be back in just a second.
Gives me grace for every trial. Feeds me with the living bread.
All right, well, Genesis chapter 31 is where we are. Verse 36, this is what we read. Then Jacob became incensed and brought charges against Laban. What is my crime, he said to Laban? What is my sin that you have pursued me? You have searched all my possessions. Have you found anything of yours? Put it before my relatives and yours, and let them decide between the two of us. I've been with you these 20 years. Your ewes and your female goats have not miscarried, and I have not eaten the rams of your flock. I did not bring you any of the flock torn by wild beasts. I bore that loss myself. You demanded payment from me for what was stolen by day or by night. There I was. The heat consumed me by day, and the frost by night, and the sheep fled from my eyes. For 20 years in your household I served you, 14 years of your daughters and 6 years for your flocks. And you have changed my wages 10 times. If the God of my father, the God of Abraham, the fear of Isaac, had not been with me, certainly now you would have sent me off empty-handed. But God has seen my affliction and my hard work and issued his verdict last night. Laban has caught up with Jacob. Jacob fled. We know a lot about Jacob. We've seen Jacob throughout his life. He's been somewhat of a deceiver, but he's a man who God has blessed. He's the younger brother of Esau, but yet in God's providence, Esau was to serve the younger. He was a man who stole Esau's birthright, or Esau gave his birthright to Jacob, however you want to look at it. He conspired with his mother to receive the blessing from his father Isaac. He went off and he has made himself wealthy in the way he served Laban, his father-in-law. Laban tricked him. He worked for 14 years for his two wives, for Leah and for Rachel. And then he worked for 6 more years as the chief shepherd of the flock of Laban. After that, he took upon himself all the sheep that Laban didn't want, all the rams that Laban didn't want, and the Lord blessed him and made him wealthy, and he's left with his family, he's left with all the riches, he's left town. Laban found him and has chased him down and said, "You've stolen my idols." Rachel took the idols, Jacob didn't know it, but she hid them from her father Laban, and Laban could not find them when he searched the house for them. And now Jacob's angry. He's upset. You know, people are complicated. People are funny because one of the things that we've noticed about Jacob is that Jacob does have a deceptive quality to him. And it's interesting, it's ironic that his father-in-law Laban has deceived him through this whole process. But it's also incredibly important to note that we also see from Jacob that he is an incredibly hard worker. He is a man who is faithful to fulfill his task and to fulfill his responsibilities. For 20 years, he worked for Laban. And along that process and along that way, Laban changed his wages 10 times. Where you and I would be tempted to walk away and say, enough's enough. I'm not putting up with this anymore. I'm not going to take less money any longer. You're not going to change my wages. I'm done. Jacob maintained his faithfulness, his promise. He kept working hard. And I think that's an important point because what we see in Jacob as a part of his character is that he is doing more than is expected, and it actually pays off for him. And that can always be the case for us as well. May not be, but it very well can be. First of all, working hard and doing what we're expected to do pleases God. Secondly, it earns recognition and advancement. It also enhances our reputation. It builds others' confidence in us. It gives us more experience and knowledge and develops spiritual maturity. And so all of those benefits for us are incredible. It pleases God. It enhances our reputation. It makes other people think more of us. It gives us more experience. We're willing to put our heads down and work hard. You know what? We may not always be treated fairly, but we know that if we continue to do what we've been called to do, we continue to work as God has called us to work with our whole hearts for the glory and majesty of God, we know that God will be faithful ultimately to reward us eternally, but oftentimes the benefits come into this life as well, by the reputation, by our gaining experience, by our accumulation of resources and wealth, by our opportunities we have to meet the needs of our family and the responsibilities that we have to take those responsibilities and take the responsibility to meeting those needs, and how God provides through our work in order to give us what we need to meet the needs of our family. And so we can see that there's tremendous blessing and benefit for Jacob. There's also tremendous blessing and benefit for us. And we also note that people are complicated. We see one side of Jacob, but if we just focus on that deceptive side, we miss the hard work and the honesty and the integrity that he has as he's working for a man like Laban. Sometimes we all get ourselves in situations like that. We have to trust the Lord, and we have to work hard. You guys have a great day. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.
You carry me close to your heart.